Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 17th day of November 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and we're going to have wide open phones throughout the broadcast on the economy, the exploding TSA tyranny, and the revolt against it. We're going to be breaking down what's happening in the Middle East, politics around the world. Ron Paul's Golden Opportunity reports the Wall Street Journal. Who better to host the debate over sound money in Congress than the Fed's most persistent critic? In the next 2 days, they're going to choose the new leadership for the committees. I think he ought to be Speaker of the House, but that's going to go to Boehner. But they're talking about Ron Paul being chairman of the banking committee. So that is obviously a very, very important news and information. We're going to be going over that today. Also, we reported a few weeks ago about USA Today and their breakdown that more federal workers pay tops $150,000 under Obama in just less than 2 years. They've more than doubled the amount of federal employees that are making over $150,000 a year. Just incredible. And that complements this report. Members of U.S. Congress get richer despite sour economy. See, who's getting richer here? The government and the big private central banks, and that's it. Those are the only divisions in this country getting wealthier. And what are the two parasitic groups? Government. And who was big government financed by? Who was big government created by? It wasn't by the welfare mom down the street, as the corporate media likes to tell you. No, it was by the big mega banks who own the military-industrial complex. That's where most of the money goes. That's where most of your taxes go now. State, local, federal is servicing the debt. You notice your taxes go up, 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 but your services go down, 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 down. We're entering the final phase now of the parasites fully gutting this society. So members of Congress get richer despite sour economy. Federal workers double in the last year and a half the number of people getting $150,000 or more a year. And, of course, that's the only major growth sector in the country is the federal government. State governments are getting smaller now. They're being sucked away. And after they've bankrupted the nation fully, they're going to get rid of the most of the federal government, and it'll just be the international bureaucracy. See, the global bankers, we've seen them do this in other third world countries, they come in and use big government as their tool of control up front, then they phase it out and leave a broken down society that they can more easily control. They use poverty as a tool of control where you've got to be a TSA worker grabbing grandma's crotch to get your $10 an hour because there's no other jobs. You've got to join the military and go fight for the empire. This has all been written up in textbooks. This is all social engineering. Imagine the most cold-blooded evil you can, and then double that, and you've gotten somewhere near the mind of the New World Order. In fact, I've engaged in an exercise. I will imagine the most horrible, wicked thing I can, then search engine it, and I'll find governments doing it out in the open, or major corporations are. They invent evil. If you can think of it, they're doing it, and then some. Here's another one. Government employees owe billions in delinquent taxes. Yeah, I've seen those reports over the years where, in some cases, half of Congress isn't paying their taxes or is late. Government employees owe billions in delinquent taxes. But don't worry, nobody's going to prosecute them. But BBC, more U.S. households short on food. Efforts to extend Bush-era tax cuts falter as talks are delayed. Bloomberg. That's just some of what's coming up. The latest on the TSA and a lot more. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, I want to address the skeptics listening to talk radio. You hear multiple commercials on products that make you feel better and help you lose weight, but you don't believe it. Companies come and go. Well, people, I understand. You really are desiring a product that works, but you're tired of getting burned with substandard quality, gimmicks, and 3 to 6 month get-involved contracts. Life Change Tea is different. I speak for Life Change Tea because I lost 25 pounds, lowered my blood pressure and blood sugar levels. I sleep well at night knowing Life Change Tea customers are receiving a real product that works, customer service, and customer satisfaction. So here's my spiel. Test us, try us, and receive results. And if you don't try us, that's okay. And if you do, you'll be a happy tea customer getting healthy. So order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. In my opinion, you won't be sorry.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to take a lot of your phone calls today on any issue, any question, any comment you've got, your TSA horror story, what you think about this huge backlash of resistance. I believe you're going to see this on more and more fronts. We're seeing protests all over California and many other states as citizens are having their taxes raised, their property taxes increased, their sales taxes increased, they're losing their homes, they're losing their jobs, or they're getting their pay cut, or they're getting their Social Security cost of living increase cut. And then they find out in small towns, $400, $500, $600, $800, or more, $1,000 a year to city managers. They're finding out about the fraud. They're finding out about the double set of books that water districts, school districts, counties, they will tell you about their budget, but that's only the money they're spending as expenses. They don't tell you about the annual comprehensive financial reports or the comprehensive annual financial reports where they take most of the money and invest it in derivatives. And that's why CalPERS, the retirement fund out in California, is going bankrupt because they invested in derivatives and now that money's been stolen. And so what you have is government bureaucracy with their pensions going up and their pay going up at the federal and state level. Some states are actually again starting to implode. And that's a lesson to all these government bureaucrats. They're going to be fleeced as well.
but it's at the expense of everybody else's pension, everybody else's Social Security, everyone else's dollar value. Everything must be sacrificed on this altar of government, but only while government is useful to the offshore corporations that are sucking dry or exsanguinating the wealth that is in this country. The globalists don't just want to fleece you. They want to render you down to be helpless, domesticated, bankrupt, vassal serfs. This is the road to tyranny. This is the road to neo-feudalistic serfdom in this high-tech feudal system, this technocratic feudal system. This technotronic feudal system, as Zbigniew Brzezinski and others have dubbed it. This is their master plan. But if you're aware of their plan and aware of how they give you a false left-right paradigm, as Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor at Georgetown, wrote in Tragedy and Hope, to paraphrase him. In fact, guys, will you pull up the Carol Quigley quote? Just put Carol Quigley quote in. Talks about controlling both parties. But to that should pull it up. But to paraphrase him, you know, and he was allowed into the elite's own internal annals to write a unofficial history for them to give to high-level CIA officers and others so they could actually understand what they were doing and how it worked. And he said, look, we want to continue to have two parties, but there's really no difference in them. There's just a rhetorical rhetoric difference in the different ways they arrange the deck chairs on the Titanic so that people think they're rebelling every election cycle, but our agenda can just continue. And it's that simple. You know, I talk a lot about the left-right paradigm as the left wing of a bird, and you got the right wing of a bird. Let's talk about the brain of the bird. Let's talk about the heart of the bird. Let's talk about its talons. Let's talk about the rest of the agenda. Or you could see it as a juggernaut or as a 1,000-foot colossus with its one all-seeing cyclopsian eye. The right wingers are controlled by the same system, and they take a right-wing establishment rhino step. And then people wake up to that, and they put the Democrats back in power. And so it then takes a step, and it just goes on and on. But what happens when people are aware of the trick? It's game over. Here's the quote. The argument that the two parties should represent opposed ideas and policies, one perhaps on the right and the other on the left, is a foolish idea accepted only to doctrine and academic thinkers. Yeah, but that's only part of the quote. What you can do is put that full quote in to the search engine, and it's a whole page out of the book. The book's actually, no, I gave that book to a newspaper writer. He never gave it back. Like, we need to buy a new Tragedy and Hope. I gave that away a few months ago. Well, I didn't give it away. I said, give it back. Actually, about 6 months ago, and I haven't gotten it back yet. I need to call that guy up and say, look here, knucklehead, give me my $50 book back. Okay, continuing here. With this information, this is all a big joke for these people. And they can find plenty of mercenaries who will just buy into it. Look, most of these professors and media hitmen and mercenaries that are out there, they all know what's going on. I mean, don't think that we're smart because we've all figured this out. They all figured out a long time ago, and they said, you mean I get money and power by playing along, and I can choose to be part of the left-wing version or the right-wing version? Where do I sign up? You mean I get a big house and a trophy wife with fake breasts? I'm ready to go. And that's the end of it. And then once they've sold out, once they're in the system, the wife wants a bigger house, not a smaller house, and so they start whoring out even faster. They start selling out even more. And then they're competing with all the other prostitutes. And so you get a nation of intellectual reprobate prostitutes, and the race to the bottom is now greased. The skids to Hitlerian Stalinistic hell are now complete. You're guaranteed. Once you accept evil and corruption, once you don't have any values except dollar signs, And the bankers create that out of nothing. They get the whole world for nothing. As Thomas Jefferson said, you ever let the private banks take over the issuance of currency and credit, our children will wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered. It's a very simple equation, but we let a Madoff-Kinley-type scam just through pure fraud take everything over because the guys are bald-headed and wearing suits, and they must know more than we do. They found the quote. Let's put it back up on screen. The argument that the two parties should represent opposed ideas and policies, one perhaps of the right and the other of the left, is a foolish idea acceptable only by doctrine and academic thinkers. Or is it doctrinarian? I can't read from here. And academic thinkers. Instead, the two parties should be almost identical so that the American people can throw the rascals out at any election without leading to any profound or extreme shifts in policy. Carol Quigley, mentor to Bill Clinton. And that is a real quote. Next, I'll get emails. That's not a real quote. You could just, well, go buy the book then. Find out if I'm a liar, okay? But as I said, we're going to open the phones up here today to Justin, Crystal, Wilson, Matt, Chris, and many others on any of these issues. Obviously, we have not been covering as much financial news, as much police state news, or Middle East news, border news, health news, as I should have often on the last few weeks because this TSA story is so big. But I think overall that's healthy because if this was a big story like O.J. Simpson, I would be ashamed to be involved in it. Or if this was a big major news cycle story, you know, dealing with Prince Twitley over in England and the, you know, bimbo he's now been hitched to in the latest arranged marriage, I would be embarrassed to be involved in that story. But I am very proud, and I'll be quite frank with you, I relish the fact that we're now into week three of this TSA story, and we're into week two of it being one of the biggest stories, if not the biggest story in the world. There's no doubt right now it is dominating all of the news cycles. It is an issue they did not want to be on the front burner. You've got from the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, to Atlantic Monthly, to Forbes, to the London Guardian, to Mother Jones, left, right, libertarian, populist, you name it, saying it's wrong, it's humiliation, it's slave training, it doesn't protect us from terrorists, it's a fraud, it needs to end. And by the way, the TSA's been lying, saying they don't squeeze our junk, and saying this has always been done. And by the way, they're lying about the radiation dangers. And by the way, they're lying about it being discreet. And by the way, I mean, that's all over the news today. The media is catching them in lies. Just 3 days ago in USA Today, and in other speeches she gave, the head of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, who talks like the Godfather, it's not enough that she's a creepy jackboot, you know, weird archetypal jackboot lady, but at the same time she gives these speeches and is like, oh, let me tell you about it. Never once did you come to my office and have a cup of coffee with me. Never once did you come, to any of our family events. You never wanted to be involved with us. You came to this country, you found a paradise, and you didn't think you needed people like me. But now you do. Now you do. We are doing this for your own safety. We are sticking our hands down your pants and grabbing your testicles and your female parts and your breast, and we're fondling a 10-month-old to stop men in caves that took down those towers that day. I am, and by the way, I'm going to be out of here in a few years, and I got to protect Chertoff. He's the one that made the order for the machines, which people like Alex Jones believe is illegal. But hey, we run the show. What are they going to do? We control the FBI and the Justice Department. He made the initial orders for the body scanners, and now he heads up the company making the money off of them. But that's not a problem. That's not a problem here. So listen, we're going to let illegal aliens rent airplanes, and we're going to do whatever we want. And then we're going to train you like a pimp makes a horse submit. We're going to do whatever we want. If we want to put cigarettes out on you next, we're going to do it. If we want to do cavity searches, we're going to do it. Have you figured it out? We're getting ready to take your pension funds. We're slapping you around. We're teaching you that you work for Don Corleone now. You understand?
Do you have pain from a soft tissue injury? Would you like to alleviate that pain in 10 minutes? Science has now figured out how to put healing sound frequencies into a kaolin clay and polymer gel. Once applied to the area of pain, frequency signals are transmitted to the area of injury that activates the release of prostaglandin hormones. Your body's own prostaglandin hormones eliminate inflammation and the pain that it is causing. The result is the elimination of pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. We have thermography pictures to prove its effectiveness. The only alternatives on the market are topical cooling agents that for many are poor performers, often smell bad, may be oily, and do not activate the body's innate response system. If you'd like a superior alternative to alleviating soft tissue trauma pain in as little as 10 minutes, please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit knockoutpaincream.com. That's knockoutpaincream.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
I say I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was in self-defense. Yeah.
Shot him down. We're going to your phone calls coming up later in the hour. I've got to get to this. Senate Bill S-510, Food Safety Modernization Act, vote imminent, would outlaw gardening and saving seeds. Now, people are like, oh, they'd never do that. I've read the bill. I've read the subsections. We've had lawyers on, members of Congress. The way it's written, if they try to interpret it like they will, they can make you get a license and have inspections to grow figs in your backyard, tomatoes, and make you pay all these fines and fees if you're going to try to can those figs or tomatoes. And people are like, oh, they'd never do that, like they never stick their hands down your pants. Just last week and earlier this week, Mr. Pistol and Miss Don Corleone Napolitano came out and said openly that we're not doing anything we haven't done for years. And technically that was true in lawyer speak. They've selectively done these strip searches and these rape downs for 8-9 years that I know of, but very selectively. No. Now they do it out in public, lifting dresses, pulling down blouses in public. And now, I mean, this is happening to comedians, to news people. It's happening to women. They stick their hand completely in your pants and grab your testicles. And it gets worse. They aren't even changing the gloves. So you literally could get venereal diseases like herpes or crabs or gonorrhea from this. Syphilis. You're probably not going to get HIV. But it just shows they don't care about you. See, you got to take your shoes off and walk through where thousands of other people have walked through. I've seen people walking through leaving wet spots with their infested, sweaty, you know, feet. And the few times I've gotten athlete's foot, it's after walking through LAX or something on that. They're not worried about your sanitation. They're not worried about your health. And now, oh, I just searched 50 people, and they stick their hand in your pants. Oh, last week we were just squeezing through your pants to make sure it's not a bomb. They put pressure on it. Let me see. Now the hand's got to go in the pants, and they put it in the crack in your gluteus maximus. Let me check that a little bit. Believe me, if people don't say no now, they're going to have one of their drugged-up patsies that the State Department helps get on the plane, like the underwear bomber on Christmas Day, that's confirmed, on record. And they're going to put a hand grenade up there, and it's over. They're going to say, sorry, proctology exams or chest x-rays. You think I'm joking? No, I'm not joking. The sky is the limit with these people. It's a total act of domination. And see, that's why it's so important people are angry. Because if we have victory on this, we're going to have victory on every other issue. Now, make no mistake, I'll guarantee you Homeland Security and these defense contractors that make all this money off this, they're in Yemen right now loading up a fake bomb and a printer cartridge. And if the British, like last time, test it and say it's not a bomb, Obama will just go out on TV and say, yes, it was a bomb, get it straight, and England will go back and go, okay, Mr. President, we tested it a second time. It does have explosive material. And then he can sit up there and grandstand as our daddy, like George Bush did or like Hitler did after he blew up his own Reichstag. And if you don't know why governments do this, read Operation Northwoods or Operation Gladio or Operation Ajax, or the Army Field Manual that WikiLeaks put out a few years ago, where the Army teaches their black op captains and above how to stage terror attacks, how to carry out false flags. You know, you're having trouble in a village. You want to get the village on your side. Well, you just get one of the kids and hang them and then put enemy paraphernalia there and the village be on your side, you know. And look, you're going to save a lot more kids by killing a couple. Come on. Do you want all the kids to die or do you want to just kill a few? See, this is how the end justifies the means, and this is how, of course, the Army Field Manual just vaguely says how to carry out false flag operations. But then we've interviewed the Special Forces officers and others, and we know the little tricks they do. In fact, the former Italian president, who was also the head of intelligence at the time in 1980 at the Bologna bombing, he went public, and he said U.S. Special Forces commanding subcontractors staged hundreds of attacks, including the Bologna bombing that killed, I think it's 70... Pull up the Bologna bombing deaths, because I don't want to get this wrong. I forget the number of deaths. I want to say 79 or something, but we'll see if I'm right. I'm going from memory. I'm under the weather, so my memory isn't operating at full capacity, full skill, but full power, I guess they'd say. But They said that our government's favorite is blowing up school buses. Oh, that works so good. Blow a school bus up, all those dead kids. You can really demonize your enemy that way. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers. The builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor atrocities.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Because there is a war on for your mind, you're also watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, I'm going to your calls here in just a moment. I just want to remind folks that you can give the gift of truth and awakening this holiday season, this Christmas season that we're now entering, and support this transmission. So much of what we're able to do is thanks to your support at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can get a one-month trial membership for $5.95 and read my book, Paul Watson's book, that are both out of print. See all of my films in super high quality. See expanded extras that were not in the films. See exclusive interviews that we're now posting multiple times weekly with my teams traveling all over the country with people like economist Webster Griffin Tarpley, economist Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, a new interview with Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura just this week, Dr. Russell Blaylock going up this week. Both of my speeches that I gave a few weeks ago out in Santa Cruz, those are going up right now in the next few days, all at prisonplanet.tv. And here's the deal. It takes about a minute to sign up and create your own username and passcode, and then six people can log in simultaneously with that same username and passcode. I'd love to give it free to everybody, but the point is you can share this with others. And so what I suggest you do is give yourself the gift of a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and give us the gift of financial support, and then give a few of your friends and family the username and passcode. You, I mean, you don't want to probably have a goofy passcode and username, like King Donkey or something. You probably want to create something simple. I say that because somebody created as a beta test on the social network we're building the master administrator, King Donkey. And I said, once we launch this, you're not going to want to have that name. I know it's funny, but it doesn't make sense. The point is, I'm now digressing. You can get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, create your own username and passcode, and then give it in an e-card to some friends and family and say, hey, check this site out. You can watch this daily radio / TV show. You can see all the other films. You can read these books, scores of other films we've been authorized to post up there. It's all at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we're running a special through Christmas where you can buy any of our top best-selling, most informative titles, Endgame, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Invisible Empire that I produced, made by Jason Burmes, excellent film. It's all available at Infowars.com or simply by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And it is your purchasing of the books and videos and materials that supports us. We're not supported by George Soros or News Corp or the Pentagon or product placement or propaganda placement. We are supported by you, the listeners, and our sponsors. Okay. That said, I want to get into the TSA because this soap opera, this is a soap opera that actually matters, but there's new developments every day. So I guess that does qualify it as a soap opera, kind of like space opera or something, science fiction tyranny opera, but we're now living through it. I want to get into the nightmare bill that we thought a few months ago was going to get beaten. I was listening to NPR this morning. My wife was making breakfast at 6:30 in the morning, and they were announcing with extreme pleasure that it has a very good chance of passing because they're liberal and they want to protect us from the evil food. That's why the GMO is all being approved when it's been proven in every major study to be causing organ failure, you name it. That's why they're not worried about them mining the phosphate derivatives, the plutonium and radium isotopes and putting it in our water. They're all over the news going, oh, the government covered up uranium in the water for decades and other isotopes. Oh, but there's no discussion of why is it in the water, because they're dumping it in the stinking water. How'd you tell the average yuppie that? They're so cowardly, they engage in Orwellian Crime Stop. You know Crime Stop. Orwell explains, it isn't stupid people, you know, the proletariat, they only care about lotteries and acting cool. You know, if we're ever going to save society, it lies in the proles. I tend to agree with Orwell, Eric Blair. But the inner party and outer party members, the smarter, the more they deny everything. Doesn't matter if Big Brother says they're always at war with East Asia. It doesn't matter if the next day they say we've never been at war with East Asia and then back at war the next day. They take pleasure and energetic enjoyment in not being able to see real issues. They love it. And so you try to explain to them, we told you years ago that there's different radioactive isotopes in the water and it's not natural. They take the toxic waste from phosphate mining, and that's what they call fluoride, but there's hundreds of chemicals they add, and they just go, the space alien going to get me? A little paranoid there, pal? I'm like, no, here's all the documents. Did you get them from a little green man? Kind of like Jesse Ventura last week on what I think is the most important show he's ever done. By the way, he's scheduled Friday, but the network's setting it up, so I can just call him up at home and get him on right away, but Time Warner is scheduling him on the show, so we'll see if that happens. But to talk about this groundbreaking JFK episode, that, by the way, we got him in contact with E. Howard Hunt's son. Rolling Stone first did the report about, oh, deathbed confession, and went with the letter. Of course, Rolling Stone had also been given the audio and offered the video of E. Howard Hunt. But I guess that was too convincing, admitting how he ran the operation to kill Kennedy. But we then broke the audio and video here months after that. But that's going to be on national TV for the first time ever, coming up, amongst other breaking news. This Friday, 9 o'clock Central, and the hour leading into it will be the re-airing of the FEMA camp's police state special. That'll air 8 Central before the new episode. And I don't think even the JFK can top it. I will tell you that. But, oh, how did I get off into Ventura? We played this clip a few days ago. It's up on Infowars.com if you want to see it. They go into this congressman and they go, okay, we have this bill. And H.R. 645, and the bill deals – in fact, that's in my stack. Will you guys pull that from the stack from 2 days ago? I want to show it to people. The Emergency Centers Establishment Act, and the guy just says, did a space monster come out of a big machine, green men? And he says, well, no, this – you know, this, and then we have the police doing urban warfare training. We have the military on video training to put Americans in camps. I mean, this is all on record. I mean, they're admitting they're trying, and the guy's just, little green men. That's their response. So it's like, most of your water supplies, if they add so-called fluoride, they're putting radium and plutonium and uranium, but generally just uranium and radium, and they will not listen. Oh, little green men going to get me. Okay, I'm going to stop pontificating here and go to your phone calls. But that's where my frustration comes from, is America has gotten disconnected from reality, mainly from the age of 6 months and our crap-filled diapers being set in front of the television set and being educated by Toucan Sam, telling us about Fruit Loops and Yogi Bear and all this other stuff. And so kids don't know what reality is. They don't know what it's not. People see millions of simulated murders and acts of violence. So people now laugh at violence. People now, I see the reports all the time, will see someone run over and cut in half, and they laugh. Just like if you go to a horror movie and a child's being murdered, people laugh. You know, old timers, you know, my grandfathers, if they saw in a Western, somebody gets shot and blood come out of their mouth, they didn't get upset because they were wimps. They got upset because they'd seen that in World War II. They got upset because growing up, if they saw blood pouring out of somebody's mouth, it was real and they had humanity. And I guarantee you, one of those men could beat up the average tough guy yuppie today who thinks he's tough and could sit there and, you know, watch violence all day and laugh at it. We've got feelings of empathy when we see a child being hurt or we see somebody run over in the street because we understand that could be happening to us. We have a tribal bond with our fellow humans. But the system tries to disconnect that. They try to disconnect that family connection, that human connection, that tribal connection, so we're all isolated. And so we're all alone and can be picked off by the scientific corporate board. We're being domesticated and trained. You think a farmer wants to breed a chicken that'll attack you and is vicious? You think a farmer wants to breed a cow that's vicious and will attack you? No, they breed that out. Well, we're being socially engineered and having that bred out. Or we're given fictitious, ceremonial, vestigial, unworking prosthetic sports to put our manhood into and our tribalism. You know, you get all angry and jump up and down about your team winning or losing and paint yourself up in your team's colors and act like a clown. That's manly, that's healthy, that's good. But you raise your voice about government corruption. You get upset about tyranny. Man, that's weird. That's sick. This fruitcake gets on the air and reads that we're drinking uranium. It is so bad that he gets upset about that. That is sick. Oh, but look at that young man painted up blue with his belly hanging out, acting like a fool. That is so healthy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
By the way, it was 85 killed at the Bologna bombing by our loving U.S. government. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Justin in Kansas. Justin, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind today?
A couple things I'd like to talk to you about quickly. I'm from Manhattan, Kansas, where they're building the BioCenter, the National BioCenter, the one that's replacing Plum Island.
Mm-hmm, level
and,
four.
Yeah, well, we've already got one here, which made me really curious as to why they're getting another one here. The one we have here is a level three already, and apparently they're wanting to build something even bigger.
Yeah, they're building a level four, but they're going to put it in a level two containment facility, which is completely illegal. Of course, they got a level four down in South Texas on the coast at Galveston that's in a level two facility where the hurricanes come in. Of course, they want to be able to make that excuse. I actually have an article about the government admitting that there's a 70% chance that zoological bioweapons could get released from Plum Island, but they're not worried about that.
I'm just getting ready to read you that article. It's here in the Manhattan Mercury, our local paper. It's the headline.
Tell me about it.
The headline here is Report Won't Hurt Funding. Lab still has strong support in Congress. The headline-grabbing nature of Monday's National Research Committee report estimating the prospect of foot-and-mouth disease release from a facility built in Manhattan at 70% will not necessarily impact funding for the facility, sources say. That's wonderful.
It is wonderful. Please continue with the article.
It goes on to say that, no matter what happens here, the funding isn't going to be stopped here, and they're building the facility no matter what. So people just better get used to it, I suppose.
Yeah, we're going to grab your wife's privates and your privates, and we're going to build 36 level 4 bioweapons labs and stick them right in the middle of cities. And, oh, we're going to mail out weaponized flu and 50,000 shipments and have a FedEx truck crash with it. And we're going to have Baxter Pharmaceutical mix weaponized bird flu with the vaccines. Thank God somebody caught it before it caused devastation. That's not the threat, though. GMO corn directly linked in German studies to killing the honeybees. That's not a problem. None of that's a problem. Releasing genetically engineered salmon that major university studies show will extinct natural sea salmon within 40 generations. It's a chimera salmon. Cross species, that's not a problem. No, the problem is some men in turbans are going to get us, and they've created this psychological trigger where you show somebody a photo of a man in a turban, and they just fall down, give you their bank account, spread their legs, and just start begging the government. And even if you don't want to believe that Anwar al-Awlaki's CIA, even though he's hanging out at the Pentagon and protected, and all the attackers are protected, and they're run by al-Awlaki on record, even if you believe all of the official garbage and don't know it's all government-run and that bin Laden's admitted CIA, Tim Osman, code name, the point is, 36 level 4 bioweapons labs being built in major cities and towns all over the country, and the government admitting there's a good chance the bioweapons are going to get out, and then you find out the government's history of secret chemical and biological testing on the American people, you understand what they're doing. And yes, they don't care whether we like it or not. They are training us. They're trying to break our will where they get to engage in any absurdity that they want. I appreciate your call, Justin. Here's the article. This is out of the Global Security Newswire. He was mentioning another news article locally in his paper. DHS says 70% chance diseases would escape from mainland Plum Island biodefense lab. Well, what's wrong with that? You know what a level four is. It's taking something like smallpox, Ebola, and aerosolizing and making it airborne. Oh, but what does Dr. Eric Pianca, who's helped graduate so many biologists, who've sent me threatening emails, and I pull up their names, and they're working in bioweapons labs. Dr. Pianca's a genius, and unlike him, a liberal who only wants 90% dead, we look forward to the day when the human parasite is removed, signed. And you look the woman up, and she's in bioweapons, and she's smiling. I got the power. Airborne Ebola. 12 monkeys coming your way. Enjoy it, yuppies. They can't wait. They've got the underground bases and the biggest power trip of all. isn't having mistresses, isn't starting wars, isn't using drugs, isn't getting away with crime. It's killing lots of people and playing God. And they've got a lot of eugenics, fake liberals who just can't wait. They hate their fellow man, and they want you and your family dead. And making you drink uranium and sodium fluoride and running disdainful TV ads and telling you mercury's good for your children because they think you're such idiots. Mercury's good for you, honey. Should I play that for the 300th time here today? We have a news reporter here. They probably don't believe me that I have multiple newscasts saying lead and mercury is good for children. And again, I'm the kook. I think mercury's bad because I've seen mercury under electron microscopes in mammal brains. It's the most deadly heavy metal in the brain because it causes an electrochemical short circuit. It doesn't just kill the cells it comes in contact with. It causes a chain reaction in the electrochemical membranes of the salt, water, cholesterol-based conduits of the neuron substructures. Now, DHS, 70% chance disease would escape from mainland Plum Island Biodefense. Oh, my gosh, if there's a 70% chance it's going to escape from one outfit, why not build 36? I mean, this is wonderful. Don't be paranoid. There's no problem with this. An expert panel yesterday said the U.S. Homeland Security Department has not adequately gauged the potential risks associated with proposed multi-billion dollar infectious disease research laboratory in Kansas. There are several major shortcomings in the department risk assessment of its planned national bio-agro defense facility. Yeah, agro defense, that's learning how to kill everybody's crops, kind of like the CIA's been caught doing over and over again. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
No matter how little you may know about the dangers of a nuclear blast or radiation sickness, you can become an emergency preparedness expert after reading Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb by Sam Adams. A must for every American home, this book is a step-by-step how-to manual for survival in the event of disaster. Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb is available for immediate digital download for only $39 at DirtyBombSurvival.com. Order the hard copy for just $49 plus $8 shipping from DirtyBombSurvival.com. Plus, you can own the rights to copy and sell this book. Find out more at DirtyBombSurvival.com. That's DirtyBombSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Order your copy today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yes.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mathur.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
It's completely normal to stick your hands down people's pants so Al-Qaeda doesn't get us and grab people's genitals. It is completely normal to tell people on the news that mercury is good for their children's brains. See, they're just testing to see what they can get away with. And I have other clips where they say, listen, there's nothing wrong with lead from China and toys. It's good for children. And they go, yeah. And the public just kind of goes, okay. It's normal for Prudential to steal the death benefits of 6 million dead and dying vets and to sign a secret deal to do it. Yeah, that's patriotism. And if you're not for stealing the vets' money, you're with Al-Qaeda. What, you don't like the Federal Reserve being private and running everything and not telling people where the money went? You don't want them establishing a world government you pay carbon taxes to? Well, you must be an evil right winger. This is the insanity of these people. So, hey, what's wrong with some uranium in your tap water? Everybody knows uranium fortifies bones and teeth. Of course, it actually gives you cancer. And state of Texas and other states, they're not just covering up that it's there. They put it there. Of course they've been covering it up. Why won't the media go the rest of the way? Because they can't fathom the pure evil. They're not just covering it up. They're doing it because they like it. Horrible, ignorant, wicked control freaks only know how to hurt people. They like it. They're the kid in school who likes to pull the chair out from under somebody when they're about to sit down. They're the people that see someone doing well and gets angry by it. And good people are blind to this. So it's time to stop being blind. It's time to grow up. Crystal in Tennessee, then I'm going to hurry through calls. Then Wilson, Matt, Chris, Bob, and others. Crystal, you're on the air worldwide. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Welcome.
I have a question concerning the airport. Have you heard of the vaccine nanotechnology?
Well, I know that they're coming out with pills, you know, pharmaceuticals that have RFID in them to track it through your gastrointestinal tract. I know that they have developed nanotech tracking and that there's a lot of evidence that they are putting it in vaccines, but not specifically with the airports.
Well, actually, there's an article on Natural News about Bill Gates funding nanotechnology.
Oh, no, I know, yes. Bill Gates is funding nanotechnology for vaccines, but I mean, you brought up airports.
Right, and they're saying they're going to spray it in airports so it goes through your system and you don't even know.
Well, I did know that and Natural News is a very credible publication. I know of the 28 things he just funded. It's mosquitoes that forcibly inoculate you. You know, it's all for your own good. And it's UN programs, but he is, of course, part of Planned Parenthood, and his daddy is, and he does say there's too many of us, and we've got to cut the carbon footprint by cutting people. But I knew he talked about releasing vaccines forcibly in the air, whether you like it or not, because, you know, fluoride and uranium in the water, whether you like it or not, it's for your own good, it's for your teeth. But what's the headline on that? I didn't know he said in airports.
I guess airports, Walmart. You know, I'm a stay-at-home mom and a homeschooler, and I don't vaccinate my children, and it just upsets me terribly that...
Well, they're going to learn you, Crystal, but Crystal, what's the headline so I can pull it up?
It is. I just posted on your Facebook. It says, Bill Gates funds Colbert vaccine nanotechnology.
All right, stay there, Crystal. Get me that article, please. Bill Gates.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.